The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Tuesday, folks. Took Memorial Day yesterday, first three-day weekend in a long time. And what did I do? Did nothing but work. Work at the house. Some vacation. Well, it's work of a different color, at any rate. Folks, we are here in a pledge drive for the network, and I'll tell you the reason why we're doing this. We're doing it because we've got equipment that is failing, wearing out. That should be no surprise to anybody who knows anything about broadcasting. This stuff does not last forever. We are at... And this is kind of a misnomer because our goal is 50 grand. If you add them all up here, let me see, 12,000 so far. And we've got another 9 days on this. And this is important. I have to replace a board here. That's going to run me $4,500 just for the board. I could use a real professional one. One is expandable for future use, but that's like 30 grand. If I had somebody with deep pockets out there that wanted to spend money, I'd just give them to the engineer. They know how to spend money. But the point is that we've got equipment that we have to replace. We have computers here that we've been switching over the PCs, ripping the guts out of those. And making rack mount computers. Let me get that out. So it's not necessarily state of the art, but it's newer stuff that we're replacing the older stuff with. And I'm not big on spending a whole lot of money. You're looking at a guy that gets a kick out of yard sales and Goodwill. So I'll give you an idea. We don't waste money around here. But keep that in mind. We're in a pledge drive. There's stuff that we have to absolutely do. I mean, absolutely positively have to do, and we've got to do it and do it fast. So call us at the network. You can phone in a pledge. You can send a pledge in. You can do it any number of ways. I'm now getting a hum in my ear because I slammed the door in my headphones. Bang on the board real quick. At any rate. Bob Chapman will be with us here in just a couple of minutes. We'll take this first break for the network. Kurt Newby, by the way, passed away Saturday night. And I don't want to take the time today. Kurt, if you remember, a month or so ago came on the air and we discussed his attitude about shuffling off this mortal coil. You know, subjects that aren't usually touched in radio. Well, Kurt Newby touched me because he was the man that he was, and he's been fighting this battle alongside many of us against the global royale out there. He was a good man. I will certainly miss him. I'll take some time tomorrow to say a little bit more about Kurt Newby, but Kurt Newby passed this past Saturday. Shuffled off the mortal coil onto bigger and better things. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
David Blitzer, chairman of the Index Committee at Standard and Poor's, on the, well, the double clutch drop here, the dead cat bounce on home mortgages.
GFT is a worldwide leader in...
Minus the damn commercials. Everybody is doing this now. Let me kill the volume. Gosh. You know, who bought Skype out? Who did? Microsoft? Yeah, watch Mr. Gates. Yeah, with all the advertising, you'll probably be on Skype now, and you'll get a commercial in the body, an audio commercial. At any rate, Standard & Poor's on the out... the goings-on in the housing market.
And good morning. We're starting off some breaking news this morning.
I got no audio.
The S&P case Shiller results are in through March, and the figures are not good. The U.S. National Home Price Index hit a new low for the year, declining 4.2% at an annualized rate in the first quarter of 2011. At the monthly level, the 10-city composite fell 0.6% in March. The 20-city composite fell 0.8% in March.
David Blitzer is chairman of the S&P 500 Index Committee. He's giving us the news first. As always, good morning to you, David. It doesn't look like there's much good news out of this report.
I don't think there's much good news at all. In fact, all those arguing for the last several months about double dips and so on, I think we're here. We have erased the gain that we saw over the last year or so, and we're back as low as we've been any time in the last decade.
Where are you seeing the weakest performance at this point?
The weakness is, in this case, it's pretty much spread around, but it's very heavily concentrated in the Sun Belt areas, Tampa, Florida.
I didn't know. Turn that back up. Yeah, you hear that hum? You can't hear it. Now you can hear that hum. Yeah. At any rate, yeah, the board's crapping out. At any rate, yeah. Is Nevada part of the Sun Belt? Is New York City part of the Sun? I mean, I'm reading stories here. They've got properties in New York they can't get rid of. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Bob, how's the how's the value of your home? Did it devalue by 50%?
Don't own one. I'm always in various stages of flight.
So no mortgages, no long-term contracts. As if you'd go out and no trail. As if you would go out and do a mortgage anyhow.
Well, what the Fed is doing right now, because they're so frustrated with what's going on in the mortgage market, that the mortgage is based upon the 10-year U.S. Treasury note. And they just moved that, and they did move it, believe me, down from a high of about 3.65% down to 3.07%. And that's a precipitous drop. And that has made the 30-year fixed rate mortgage come in around 4.60%. They're trying to get it lower to qualify more people, to help the banks get rid of the millions of homes that they have for sale, repos. You know, I noticed that the AGs from the different states, they're cooking up a deal with these criminal bankers, and they want them to do this, that, and the other thing for about $5 billion. They stole trillions of dollars. I mean, the losses that are known by the people who were forced out of the homes alone is $17 billion. So they're trying to make a sweetheart deal. And they will, because our government is run by the banks and Wall Street. And so that's what they're trying to do right now. It's not going to work.
Well,
you know, housing has got such a bad rap. It'll be 20 or 30 years before it recovers.
Well, and you hit something there I was just reading, that the residential and commercial property as well, it took 20 years after the end of our last depression for those home prices to come back. Now, when we're talking about, in some cases, and this is kind of tricky because many people will pull out different statistics from different eras to look, the bottom line is simply this. Yeah, was there a real estate bubble, both commercially and residentially? Oh, most assuredly. I mean, we're talking about here 7 years before its peak in July of 06. Remember that, folks. Isn't it amazing that the peak of this housing market peaked in July of 06? And the very same, and it was in the fall that we called this, hey, the recession is here. The home price index surged 155%. Since then, it's only fallen 33% off of that bubble. So it's got a ways to go yet. This housing correction is going to continue. And I think part of their problem is twofold, Bob. We've got the banks that are too big to fail, too stingy on the credit. Same thing that they did during the last depression, didn't make credit available to the public, period. Same thing today, only, well, the scenario between 1929 and today is much, much different. I've heard latest figures of anywhere from 25 to 27 trillion that they've stolen and floated around to various lending organizations that cook their books, and they're allowing us to bail them out. Isn't that a laugh? But this is serious. The bottom has not been reached yet. And they're playing like, oh, happy times. We see a sign here. We see a sign there. Oh, this little economy in this little corner of the world's coming up.
We're not going to call the recession over yet, Bob, but it's starting to show positive signs. Well, yeah, off of that dead cat bounce, when you get a nervous twitch out of the dead cat's nervous system, somebody is mistaking that for life. It ain't.
And we leave out the fact that we don't know how long after we do hit the bottom that it's going to bump along the bottom. It could be 50 years. I mean, we don't know. People have learned, at least in these three generations we're living in now, that real estate is illiquid and vulnerable. And you buy a house to live in it, not to gamble with it. And I think that for years and years is going to impede the turnaround in housing.
Well, also, aside from there's no credit available for the houses that are already on the market, a lot of people aren't buying. You know, that little Standard & Poor's clip I just played you came off of MSNBC. I'm reading the comments. Folks, I'm always reading the comments on stories, whether it be mainstream or newspapers or whatever. There are a lot of people that are catching on to what the hell is going on. You know, are there people right now that would like to get into the housing market? Well, yeah. But they're not going to because they intrinsically know that the housing market has not bottomed out yet. It's not found its real fair value. And they're going to wait. And evidently, so are the banks before they loan any money. Or, should I say, credit. You know, so this is a multifold problem. But Bob, I keep listening to these characters. They're trying to pump it up, trying to give people hope. There is no hope when you have this type of system. It is a rigged system. You're seeing, people talk about on the mainstream about, well, this profit-taking going on. And, well, these CEOs of these corporations getting these big, big checks every year. Well, yeah, I mean, my God, if you're going to go on the front line and you're going to be a criminal of all time, and put on the nice suit and a smiley little face and try to look legitimate, yeah, I guess I'd want to pay the big bucks if I was dancing on the gallows floor. But, I mean, this is criminality and a system that's gone very, very, very wrong.
You know what I think that these people need is to go to jail.
I think so, too.
And under present circumstances, that's not going to happen. And once the government has changed, however it is changed, this will stop. And then the best thing to do is to take these characters, like Madoff, and not put them in these, what one might call, hotels for prisons, and put them with the hardcore dudes that are in there for robbing and rape and all of those other fancy things.
Are you kidding me, Bob? If Bernie Madoff was in San Quentin in general population, there'd be some enterprising prisoner that would cut him up and sell him off by the ounce.
Well, that's okay. If that's what our penal system is, that's something he has to live with because he knew what he was doing before he did it. So there can be no mercy. So this business of coddling these criminals by sending them to these luxurious prisons is not something I think should be done.
Well, and if you look at this, I mean, the people that have gone to jail before Bernie Madoff, I forget the guy's name, but this might ring a bell with you. I mean, the guy ripped off $750 million. He had beachfront property up there in New York someplace. I mean, the guy was building mansions. He was living a fat life. He went to jail for 20 years for ripping off $750 million. Wait a minute. If I wanted to go into the marketplace, the labor force out there, and let me see, at the age of 21, I can do this big rip-off, spend 20 years in jail, carefully couch some stuff, make some proper investments, you know, having my stolen money working for me while I'm put away. Sit in a country club someplace for 20 years, I get out, I'm at the age of 41. Hell, I'm retired. Even though that I went to jail. They always don't get all the money that they've stolen. Why do you think these Ponzi scheme artists are as good as they are.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand.
All right, we're back. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 128 points. NASDAQ up 38. Gold, folks, they've managed to bump it down just a hair today. Sitting at 1535. Remember what the high was, 1550. It'll get there before you blink your eyes. Silver at 3867. Oh, and the United States dollar taking another hit. Down 74.61. Bob, what are they going to use to bump the dollar up?
I think that they're hoping that the euro moves up based upon the possibility, which I don't think is going to happen, that the Greece problem is going to be solved by the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
That's not going to happen, but that's what they're looking for. And then once that's done, the euro will come back down again to 140, 135, 130. And that's what they're looking for. Today was crass manipulation in the market. The news was dreadful. Confidence, sales, you name it, it was awful. And it's going to get worse. And that's what they do. They wait for a bad day and then they front run the market. Gold and silver tried to go up all day long, and they tried to keep it down all day long. It would come out about even on the gold, but they couldn't hold silver down. It held good gains for the day. You have to differentiate here. There's two gold markets in China. Shanghai Gold and Silver Exchange. They increased their margins on gold and silver. Their excuse was that there's a holiday coming up, and it's called, what do we call it here?
Cinco de Mayo?
No, not quite.
Okay, Hu Feng
Fu. And I didn't
Fu.
Even write it down. What
okay.
an idiot.
All right, Hu Feng
but
Fu.
Anyway,
call it what it is. Give it a name.
Yeah, I'll find out here.
All right. Anyhow.
Wait a minute. That just gets me. Dragon Boat Festival.
Oh.
How's that?
Hey.
The Dragon Boat Festival. But anyway, that's their excuse.
Could have been the Hu Feng Fu party. I don't know. You could have fooled me.
But anyway, that was a slight damper. But the differentiation is the new gold exchange called the Hong Kong Mercantile Exchange didn't do that. And it's been open about a week now. And so that's out of the way, and gold and silver are ready to move again. So if you're going to do any buying, do it.
Let's go to the phones. First up, Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi. A question for Chapman, first a comment. He was talking about the thing with Greece. What I came to the conclusion is that one of those countries, either France or Germany, has to get out, because if even France got out, it will force Germany to get out, even if Merkel doesn't want to. Or if Germany gets out, it will have to force France to get out, because one of those two, if they're not in together, will be just holding up the EU entirely, and their people wouldn't tolerate that. Now, a question for Mr. Chapman. What do you see as far as... I hear this thing going on in Greece, and I also hear there's a lot of, you know, rioting and some things going on with the younger people in Spain. What is it that these illuminists are trying to... are they trying to stall this whole thing? Because I see one of those...
Well, wait a minute. Now, Henry, as always, what you do, you start to ask a question, then
right.
you start
what
answering
I'm asking
your own
him,
question.
What I'm asking him is, which one is going to bail out first?
Okay.
Is it going to be Greece? Is it going to be Spain or Portugal?
Right.
Or, you know, and then the last thing...
Well, if you right. take Portugal, Ireland, and Greece together, the cost is 17% of the total. If you take Spain, it's 15% of the total on its own. And if you take Italy, it's 17%.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so the ramifications with what we're looking at in those three countries, Ireland and Portugal and Greece, is important. But it's a drop in the bucket. It's the other two that are the real problem, because the numbers are much bigger. And the bankers are refusing to make any kind of a real deal. And they want to steal all the property in Greece. And Samos from the opposition party says, well, how come you didn't do that to Portugal and Ireland? And, of course, they have no answer, because they're criminals. And they're financial terrorists, too. And so where do we go next? We go to the end of the month, and nothing's going to happen. And they're going to have to give them emergency funds to keep them going until they can get some kind of a deal, because they do not want to make any kind of a deal that is a partial bankruptcy.
Okay.
Because that means the bondholders, which are the banks and the other central banks, are going to lose a lot of money.
Okay.
Is there anything else, Henry? If there
yeah.
is, I'll hold you over.
Okay.
We've got to take the break here. 800-313-9443. We have an hour and a half available to questions of Mr. Chapman. None too small or none too big. Here's the man that can handle it. And if you haven't heard the subject matter covered, or you might have missed a show, your question is not stupid. Make the call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. Henry, any follow-up or any more questions?
Yeah, I want to listen, but I'm going to make this very quick. About the euro currency, where do you see where that may collapse? Because it seems to be still dancing, you know, higher than the U.S. dollar, and it seems to be dancing around like 140, something. I cover Bloomberg. To 143, 144. So, you know, as far as that, you know, goes.
Well, I think it's incumbent on a lot of things. First of all of the nations in Europe have increased their debt and have not increased taxes or cut expenses. The only country that's really doing well is Germany. Lowest unemployment in many, many years. And so I think that in all probability that what we're going to see here is either one of the nations that is supposedly solvent is going to have problems, or many of them. And on the other hand, we also are looking at the problems that are being generated by the problems in Greece, etc. There's absolutely no way Greece can ever pay the money back. If they went on austerity for the next 100 years, they couldn't pay it back. And if the government tries for one second somehow to go ahead and this is in Greece now, and make some special deal with these bankers, there will be a military takeover. No question. And everybody, including all his citizens, are in line. And so, you know, and backing the military as well as the opposition conservative party. And so with that said, there's not going to be an end to this thing with Greece. They're either going to write off the debt or write off maybe half to two-thirds of it, or they're going under. When they go under, they'll leave the euro. Ireland and Portugal will say, well, gee, why are we paying these people back? They didn't. And now they're going to be better off for it, so let's quit. So they quit. Spain is a basket case. And incidentally, there were no riots in Spain. The people were very orderly, a big cross-section of the economy, you know, age-wise. And they didn't do anything. Now, if you look in the International Forecaster for Saturday, I have three films in there that show the police attacking them for no reason whatsoever. Brutally. In fact, I was on one program, well, I did four over the weekend, but I was on one of them. I said, if I had been there and had a weapon, I would have killed the police. And that really would have got things going. But that's where that's headed. And don't underestimate the Spanish. They're smart people. Sure, the banks have screwed their country up. But they're not going to lay down. You saw what happened between 1936 and 1940. They had a civil war, and there was no quarter.
All right. Henry, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. E.T. in New Mexico. Hello, E.T.
Hi, Bob and John.
Hi.
John, great information coming out of that Republic Broadcasting Network lately. I mean, Deanna's show on World War II and all that was just hot stuff.
History cannot hide from the woman. She's got a nose for it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I just have a comment and maybe a question. First, capitalism is usury. And in my opinion, any society whose economy is based on usury is doomed. You like the way I say that, John? Doomed. Doomed. And that's my comment. And just one question. Isn't, like, there a problem with the gold standard in that gold is a finite resource? And that's all.
All right. Yeah.
Well, it's just the opposite of that. Because it's a finite resource, it's hard to find. And it makes it valuable. And for that reason, for 6,000 years, it's been used monetarily. You know, you can have U.S. notes, not Federal Reserve notes. And that really doesn't make any difference because there's nothing to keep government to continue to print money or issue credit. And you have to have a governor on that, and that is gold.
Well, and he, you know, you said it's been used monetarily for about 6,000 years. You know, both gold and silver are used in a commercial capacity as well, but silver much more than gold. And people just don't seem to understand and get this. I mean, silver, yeah, it's a little bit more plentiful than gold, but you still have to find it, you still have to mine it, you still have to smelt it, you have to assay it, you have to bring it to market. And I remember for years that, the cost of mining, well, they couldn't go in there and mine it because they'd actually lose money mining it. You want to talk about a commodity being suppressed and manipulated. Well, silver is used in a lot of commercial application. And a lot of this stuff, once it's mined, gone into production for either commercial use or whatever, it up and disappears. It's not recovered. So even though that silver right now looks like a better investment than gold, if you've got the money for portability reasons, buy the gold. They're not going to find huge mines and open them up them next year and go, oh, geez, supply and demand, we got a whole lot more supply now. I guess the price is going to drop. No, it is not. Bob,
You've seen the charts. You've sat here and figured this stuff out. What should an ounce of gold be on the market today for sale? What price?
Well, a minimum of $7,800, and that's based upon inflation since 1980, real inflation. Now, the government figure would be $2,400
okay.
an ounce.
So even taking the...
And I just saw one of the Queen's bankers, who doesn't admit he's the Queen's bankers over in England, but he is, say he's looking for $12,000 as a possibility. And by the time we get there with the inflation we're probably going to have over the next 3 to 5 years, I would guess that probably it will go to $12,000. People just don't understand the dynamics. And there's so much anti-gold propaganda, suppression of the price. We see it every single day. And, you know, why would China and the Shanghai Exchange tighten up margin requirements? It's not because of volatility. They want to buy more as cheap as they can. That's what they're up to.
I mean, let's use the stock market's axiom. Buy low, sell high. This is being suppressed. Banks are buying scads of gold, tons of gold. What are they doing that for? For their own viability into the future. If you're buying something right now at $1,500 an ounce, and it's going to go to $7,500 without busting a sweat, maybe $12,000 an ounce, this is real money to them. The bankers that are pawning off the Ponzi scheme fiat stuff on us are going to have real money. They're buying it. Bob, I don't even think that they're even accurate with reporting how much gold these banks have purchased. Where do you think the trillions of dollars that they ripped off of us have gone? What do you think they're doing with it?
Oh, I think they've been buying gold, among other things.
Yes.
And they'll continue to do that for their own private coffers. And when we go to a gold standard and gold goes up, they'll be richer than they were before. And there's nothing we can do about that. We got to fix the system. And how you fix the system is you take their power away from them. That's what we have to do. And the system will sort itself out as long as it's set up properly.
You know, and nobody is getting this right. I'm looking at articles, Bob, written on inflation and food prices. Food prices, this is coming right off of MSNBC. Food prices set to double by 2030, aid group says. This is 2011, and we've seen almost 100% increase in corn prices. And this is a very interesting story unto itself. Again, folks, read the comment section and start to understand that you are not alone. There are people out there, real thinking Americans, that may not know all of what you do, but still can smell the rotten geveldefish in the Netherlands, so to speak. And, you know, even Al Gore had to admit that biofuels cost more to produce than what they save. The huge corn crops, the genetically modified crap that they have planted, thanks to Monsanto and everybody that contracts and does business with them, guess what's sucking all the water out of our water tables here in the country? The stuff that they're going to up at the 15%, maybe even more, for guess what? Gasohol, which has been proven to cause harm to engines, fuel pumps, and you name it. I mean, this whole thing is insane. Have you ever heard of a country growing a food crop for an energy source that goes in there and destroys engines in cars? Folks, and again, the games are being played with commodities out there. Do you think where's the peak oil experts now? They've all shut up because enough information came to the information marketplace to tell people there is no worldwide oil shortage. Period. We got enough oil sitting here in the United States that we can control. If we get these greedy, I almost swore, corporations the hell out of energy production, we have real entrepreneurs that want to bring an honest product to an honest market for an honest price. Do you think we'd be looking at $5 a gallon for gasoline? If you're not paying that yet, you will soon be in the future. If you notice oil prices, I heard the talking heads, Bob. Oh, they said, oil's going to drop down below 100 and it should stabilize below that. Guess what? Here it is next week.
It's back up, and it's going to continue to go back up. I'm so tired of the self-interest BS that is floated as information to people. I'm sick of it, Bob.
Well, you know, the newsletter writers are just as bad as the mainline press. I get sick and tired of the plagiarization of my articles, and, you know, it's unbelievable. And I've had people, I didn't ask them to do that. They just track what's going on in the plagiarization. And it's incredible. They tell me every week there's 20, 30, 40 instances. And, of course, it's the most copied publication in the world today. But the important thing is that, number one, most of these people don't know what they're talking about. Number two, they don't know anything about economic and financial history. Number three, they've never been a professional in the markets. And number four, if they found all that out, they wouldn't have the guts to talk about it.
You know, let me get to these phone calls. I've asked you people to call in. I'm not going to let you holding. We took E.T. Thank you for your call. Frank in Illinois. Hello, Frank.
Hi, good afternoon, John, and good afternoon, Bob. And I got something to tell you, Bob. I subscribed to your newsletter today after sitting on the fence for such a long time. I have a very dear relative out who's been sending me some old issues, and I've been promising to read them. And this weekend we had a little problem. One of our family members canceled out on a barbecue, so we ended up having our little Memorial Day at home. And I had reading time, and I just said, you know what, I'm just going to finally read these. And I was so impressed, I just made the call, and I'm on board.
What the hell took you so long, Frank?
You know, I don't know. It's procrastination syndrome. You're just reading this and reading this. But you know what? I've got a historic background. I've got a political background. You know, I've studied stuff, and I should know better, but I don't know. It's just a very impressive newsletter, and I apologize. Here I am publicly apologizing nationally. You know.
Well, that's okay. Better they say better late than never.
But I do have a question. Yeah. If I decide now, I've heard a long time ago you can have a SEP IRA and have material goods in your SEP IRA. Is that possible with gold and silver?
I think so, but I don't know for sure. But I want to go one step further. There are two bills without numbers in the House. Those bills are probably going to be merged once they decide to try to use them. And they would exchange 401ks and IRAs and other private retirement plans for a guaranteed government annuity. When and if they're going to do that, I don't know. But they're sitting there. There's another piece of legislation without a number that was just introduced to the Senate, which will get a number soon, and that is to keep people from taking money out of their retirement except on a prescribed basis. So if you become 65 and you leave the employ of XYZ, and then you can go ahead and have access to your 401k, they're going to tell you that you're going to can take out so much each year until it's exhausted, which might be by the time you're 120. And these are the kind of things that are going on. So I'm telling people, look, I don't know what these people are going to do, but I know one thing. If I hadn't got out already, I would be getting out now.
Well, let me ask you a question, Frank. You got an IRA?
Yes, well, I'm an independent businessman. I've owned my own practice, so
okay.
I have a SEP IRA, have a regular IRA.
All right. If you wanted to cash out of that, what would they hit you with a penalty? How much would they?
20? What my accountant says, I think it's 10%. You get a 10% penalty.
Yeah,
that's true if you're under 59 and a half.
Okay.
And so, look, you're going to have to pay the taxes anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Frank, here's the point of me asking you this. You're in control of your own IRA.
Yes.
Okay. How much money do you have sitting in it?
Probably about $300,000.
Oh, boy. And you'll take a 10% hit by cashing it out. Okay. You'll get some fees to your guy. So you're going to definitely walk away with at least $250,000 plus.
Okay.
And if you wait long enough and they change the rules, you may get nothing.
And you already heard
Tim Geithner, already talking about dipping into the retirement funds, 401ks, whatever. When this
and another piece of information, a very dear friend of mine who's in the banking
business. Well, wait a minute here, Frank. I'm trying to make you a rich man.
Okay, he's trying to interrupt.
I know I understand what he's doing, but I'm never interrupt a man that's trying to make you real money. If you took that, let's just call it $250,000.
Okay.
You take $250,000 right now and buy gold and silver, you will soon be a millionaire.
Wow.
Let's hold on, Frank. I want that thought to sink into your head. When we come back, you can ask any other questions or make comments. 800-313-9443. And if you do decide, Frank, that you're going to blow that IRA out and you're going to walk with what's yours to do with what you know can make you some real money, just buy the gold and silver from us. We'll be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we are back. Frank, I don't want to get, I don't want to identify you with what you do for a living or whatever else, but Mr. Chapman, did I give Frank from Illinois here bad advice?
No, it's good advice. He should be out of those things, pay the tax, take delivery of his coins or whatever he's going to do with the money, and live happily ever after, because if they pass that legislation, And there's a good chance of that. Now, let me give you a scenario here very quickly. August the 2nd. Now, let's suppose that they did not come to an agreement on August the 2nd. And the federal government would have to say, well, this is what we have to do. As you know, we've been drawing money from the federal pension in order to keep the government running because of these terrible Republicans. And so the next thing that they're going to say is that you're going to have to help the federal pensioners. We can't have them paying for everything, financing our government alone. So let's introduce this legislation to do what we've just been talking about. And that's the kind of event that they could use. It's not that far away. Whether it'll happen happens remains to be seen. And if it doesn't happen, they'll find an event later on when they're ready. But there's a good chance that's going to happen.
And I agree. Just by the reading I did, and just by I've been listening on and off, and I think they will. I think eventually, because it seems like no matter what the people want, the Congress and the Senate do what they want. And I just, with this whole health care bill that Obama did, it was, the point was really driven home. I mean, it was blatantly in everybody's face what was happening.
Yeah.
I don't even feel we're being represented anymore. Well, that's why I don't even listen. And believe me, there was a time I listened to a lot of those so-called shows. I can't even tell you what they talk about anymore because I don't listen anymore.
Yeah. Well, Frank, bird in hand, better than two in bush. Buy your gold and silver. I'm sure you own some of your own property. Bury the stuff and let it grow little coins, because it will.
I thank you very much, and I'm dead serious. I'm going to explore this. I'm going to work on it, and I'll be in touch.
All right.
I can promise you that. Thank you so much. Thank you, Bob, and thank you, John.
Okay, welcome to the real world, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Clayton in Austin, Texas. Hello, Clayton.
Yes, hello. Great conversation you all are having today. I just wanted to thank Bob. I actually started moving out of my 401k and IRAs last year. The end of the year, I ended up taking half of it on December 31st and the other half on January the 1st, so that at least I can divide it between 2 years, because it is considered taxable income.
That's right.
But I paid the 10%, and it was a little hard to swallow, but this government is coming for the pensions. They have to, in my opinion. And it is time to get what you have out of their view. And it's a hard way to invest. Just, you know, you're waiting on what you know is coming, and that is, you know, the hyperinflation and being able to pick up things for pennies on the dollar down the road. But if you get your mind around it, I think a lot of us can prosper in this.
Clayton, you can't take the old school of thought and apply it to today's thinking, because it is going to be a buyer's market real, real soon. You think you're seeing deals in housing right now? It's only going to be for those that have the cash to make the purchases. Hey, hang on through the top of the hour break, Clayton. We've got to run to break here. We'll be right back.
The next round of the worst financial...